Okay. Welcome back to the Dick Van Mike Show. This week, we actually have our very first guest.
Excitement.
But before we introduce him, I just got to say, if you haven't got a sticker yet, tell us and we'll get you a sticker.
They're free.
They're free.
They're 100% free.
All you got to do is like tell your friends. Just say, hey, watch this stupid ass show and you get a free sticker. And we'll give one for your friend too. Our guest is a fella from New Zealand.
We've breached the borders.
He's taller than the average American NBA player by a solid two inches. That 2 inches counts. He technically lives in Middle Earth because, you know, New Zealand. And,
Great.
That's it. That's all I got.
Sweet as. Cheers.
Legend says there's no pants that fit him.
This is true.
So this is AJ. AJ from New Zealand.
G'day, guys. G'day, guys. How are we? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon for you.
For you.
Good evening. Good evening for us.
Oh.
It's like 8 p.m. for us and
we're
like
the drinking hour.
2 p.m. for you.
Hey, yeah. Hey, can I crack one open, boys?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course. I'll do it with you.
Oh, here we go. You guys ready?
Absolutely.
I'm so ready.
All right. Let's go.
Oh.
For the boys, eh? For the fucking boys.
For the boys.
Mine's already cracked.
The most Canadian thing that you're probably going to ever hear this guy say.
I've already got the mug going.
Can I just speak to you about what I'm drinking here? Is that okay?
Yeah, I want to know what you're drinking. I was going to ask that question.
So I'm drinking the beautiful Wakachangi. It's the the oldest and most trusted...
The Wakachangi. Say it again.
Yeah, it's the oldest and most trusted brew in New Zealand. It's called Wakachangi.
That's amazing.
I mean,
it's honestly, later on you're gonna have to like chuck it up on your Facebook or something for your viewers to have a look. But it's a classic brew. It's just full of beds. Like you're gonna love it.
I need to get myself some. How do I get myself some?
It's probably here somewhere. It's gotta be.
I don't know. International beers don't reach here too good.
I get Peroni all the time.
Yeah, it's a little bit more classy than Peroni. It's
Peroni's terrible beer.
How do I describe it? So it's a comedian. Yeah, pretty much. Didn't want to say that, but it's pretty bad. Wakachangi was started by a comedian in New Zealand, and it's just like literally the box and everything is just covered in banter.
Okay. So it's comedy on its own.
So it's a beer for the boys.
It's a beer for the boys.
It's a comedic beer. Like if ever the chat dries up, you just look at your bottle and you go, this beer with the best indoor outdoor flow at the Wakachangi Beer and Furniture Awards. I mean, there's one right there off the bat coming at you.
That's awesome.
It's cracking a cold one with the boys and a side of Saturday
so
night comedy.
I'll tell you what I'm drinking. I'm drinking a English ale. It's called Pompous Ass, and it's made by this company in Ontario called Great Lakes Brewery. And the picture, I guess we'll post this as well for the people to see, but I'll show you. It's just this most pompous looking big nose.
Oh yeah. How good is that?
So,
and it tastes like a sweet mouthful of just chewing on barley.
It's a good beer. My buddy did a commercial for them years back, and they paid him in a keg.
Mean.
Oh.
That's awesome. That's...
Yeah.
That's a...
I'd take that, too.
That's a wicked wee mug you've got there, mate.
Yeah. It's the it's a limited edition.
Yeah.
Limited edition Dick Van Mike mug.
Oh.
We realize that it's going to be too tough to sell them out to the public at this point in time.
Unless
so...
people are ordering them by the boat.
Yeah. Like, they'd be expensive, so we're holding off for a little while until people until we get some followers and more commitment from our fans.
Until people give a shit.
Yeah, really. Right. I don't know. But, we're doing pretty good. We have like 40 viewers a week.
Oh, sweet.
Which is pretty good, or per episode, I should say.
40, yeah, about
on average.
Not bad.
I must say, ever since I started listening to the show, people were coming up to me in the street and they were saying, "Hey, mate, nice shoes." And I'm like, "Hey, thanks, mate." So the Dickman Van Mike show, eh? I've started having a bit of a listen. It's pretty damn class, and I'm like, yeah, it's pretty good.
So now it's just being spread out all through this small little polka dot country of New Zealand.
What do you guys know about New Zealand, by the way? Do you know anything about us?
I know that Lord of the Rings was filmed there.
And I know that you guys go by Kiwi, and about it.
I know that for everyone listening, if they're having trouble understanding you, it's because you don't speak fluent English.
That's essentially what it is. And it also might have something to do with the fact that we're running a bit of a dial-up situation here in New Zealand. We're just waiting for a bit of high-fast internet. I can't even talk, but...
No, because you guys are behind the times.
It's like 1950s Toronto out here.
I mean...
1950s Toronto.
I'd go back to that if it meant I didn't have to wait for 18 minutes to travel 100 meters on the 401.
Yeah, really. Have you ever driven on the 401? Have you ever driven on the roads here at all?
I've been on the roads out there, but I've heard the man, the myth, the legend about the 401. I have not been on it.
Yeah,
is that the one where they like charge you like $20 to go on it?
No, that's 407.
Oh, see, I was getting all my wires crossed up. Yeah, no, I have been on the 401. I have. When I came into Toronto,
it sucks.
We just sat there for like a good solid 2 hours.
Yeah, pretty.
It makes sense.
That's short.
The 401.
That's express.
Oh yeah, how good.
If you can avoid that road, you don't take it.
Yeah.
And then you get closer into Toronto, and the traffic stays the same, except the roads get a lot worse. So instead of just waiting patiently on the road, you're waiting patiently in a pothole.
Yeah, nice. Good for the old tires.
I like the...
Yeah,
with
exactly.
The Gardner.
Yeah, we have shit roads
here. You know, the Gardner...
It's like, falling apart.
The engineers, when they were building it, like when they said, this is what we want to do, and the engineer said, like, you can't do that, it'll fall apart. And they said, build it anyway, this is what we want. And then now it's falling apart.
So there's this road in Toronto. It's called the Gardner Expressway. And they have to close off. Like, it's a road that goes above, like, other roads. Like,
it's a full, like, suspended road.
And every year they have to close off certain overpasses on it, like, that go over other roads because there's, like, debris falling off of it.
It's literally crumbling every day.
That is retarded.
So that's Toronto in 2020. Yeah, it's not good.
No.
That
country is, well...
That's even if you...
All of North America is pretty much crumbling to shit right now.
Yeah. That's even if you can step outside your front door.
Oh, man. Well, I think there's a myth there about... Are you thinking about snow or are you talking about COVID?
COVID.
I mean, we haven't got much snow this year.
Yeah, okay. Well, COVID, yeah, we're not allowed outside. But you guys are having a fucking heap of a time, eh?
Oh,
you guys are,
mate.
Like, still going out and... to bars and shit.
Yeah, we are going off. I must say, I was listening to your last episode today, and you mentioned a few things about Australia, and I was like, oh no, he's got it all wrong. See, Australia's still pretty munted.
Oh shit.
So like,
pretty what?
We pretty munted.
Okay.
Like, they're still...
What the fuck does that even mean?
They've got heaps of COVID. They've got heaps of the vid out there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Heaps of COVID.
So
mounted.
Yeah.
Munted.
Munted. Okay.
Like a munter, but munted.
I don't know
what's
what
a munter. Those things are.
I'm really not narrowing it down here, am I?
No. You gotta speak like stupid to us.
I guess it's essentially munted, retarded, all the same words.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
So dark, colorful words to get us canceled.
Oh. We've said so much worse on here.
Yeah, that R word gets you canceled.
Oh.
No, it doesn't.
So they have heaps of COVID in Australia.
Yeah, they're pretty bad for COVID. They're like, yeah, look at us. We're not shutting down businesses and doing like the most they can possibly do to stop the spread. And they're like, and we're fine. And then next minute, they're just going down like everyone else. And we're like, yes.
Oh, my God.
We're still running around in our grass skirts.
You guys are the island off of the island, though.
Yeah. So how is it for you?
For us, like, there's literally no restrictions. The only restriction is we can't leave our country. So you want to go to the bar. And...
Oh, okay, so you're closed in borders.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, pretty much most of the world is not letting people in unless they're Kiwis. Yeah, so the rest of the world is basically like, if you're a Kiwi, you can come on in here. And we're like, nah, we're good, eh? Like, we're pretty good with no restrictions.
I was going to say, why would you want to leave New Zealand?
I wouldn't want
to
leave.
But yeah, everyone still wants the tourist money, but we're just kind of like, we're keen on getting out there and doing stuff, but we're like, we're pretty happy with just being able to mingle with each other, go to town, go to festivals. Like, our New Year's was just off the chain because everyone's like, we are the only country in the world that is like pretty much smashing into each other with the music. You know what festivals are like.
I kind of miss those days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I miss it. It feels like it's been years. Well, it has been years.
It's been like a good 2 years since I've seen a concert at this point.
I mean, you could always pay the same amount of money to see a live concert, but you can watch it online now. You see that they're trying to do that
shit? Fuck that.
Throw a concert on fucking, like, they record it and you watch it on your computer and they're still charging you $70
a ticket. That's why I buy the DVDs, like, years later.
You might as well.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Has no one heard of, like, YouTube or something? Because, I mean, YouTube's free.
Yeah, I heard about that website a few years back.
You can watch concerts.
yeah, I know. It's, and, like, with Twitch live streaming and, like, YouTube live streaming, I don't know why you'd pay for a concert. There's so many small bands that are trying to make it.
Well, it's because they're what's it called? Like, the big bands are still trying to make money because now that they're alone and they don't have friends to play on their indoor tennis courts with, like, they need to make more money.
Yeah, I guess so.
You see all those videos of the celebrities are coming out and they're like, lockdown has been so tough for me and I don't know what to do. And they're like wiping their tears with like a fucking Egyptian silk cashmere handkerchief. And meanwhile, we're running out of toilet paper because our neighbor bought 19 bags when they announced the lockdown and we're wiping our asses with old socks.
It's like, yeah, oh, literally. Boo-hoo. Come on. Cry me a river.
Yeah. So I'm gonna come down and visit and just stay there. Just
sounds
there
good.
The rest of COVID.
I mean, just live here permanently. You too could have a grass skirt, mate.
Yes.
I mean, our borders are closed though, so we're gonna have to take a canoe the whole way. But
just like the traditional ethnic people.
Yeah.
You gotta get in your walker. You gotta make your way down here, boys. I tell you what. Now that
I can see it on CNN already.
Now that you're big deal podcasters, I feel like New Zealand would be like, sorry, who are you? Dick Van Mike? Yeah, for sure. Come on in, mate.
Exactly.
It's going to read on CNN.
VIP access.
Local Canadian podcasters lost at sea in canoe when trying to escape the country.
Made their way into Middle Earth and got filmed in the next Hobbit movie.
Now big celebrities in New Zealand.
Exactly. Big time out here. Big time.
I mean, the competition's pretty fierce.
I mean, if I'm on my way to New Zealand, though, I'm stopping in Australia to meet Chris Lilley.
I have no idea who that is.
That dude, oh, he's so funny. Holy heck. Like,
he's been completely removed from everything in Canada. They took all of his shows off of everything because it's offensive. And I made finger quotations there.
You are kidding me.
Terrible.
So who is this guy?
Chris Lilley? He runs a bunch of TV shows, and on every TV show, he plays about 8 different characters, and, like, some are black,
oh, you were
some
telling
are women,
me about him last episode.
Some are little kids, some are teachers. Like, it's, he does too many, he plays every fucking character, essentially. But, right. Like, how they are up down under, they don't really give a shit what they say on TV, but in Canada, everybody's offended by everything, so.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah. I mean, he... Oh, I completely lost my train of thought there. Sorry, lads.
It's all good. No one's...
Yeah, his latest show is called Lunatics. We can still watch it out here in New Zealand, but I'm just waiting for the day where they're like, nah, it's too offensive. It's derogatory to women and all this kind of...
No, I mean Summer Heights High.
Yeah.
Has to be my favorite.
It's so...
I love Summer Heights High.
Okay, what's your favorite character? I guess this is not really relatable because no one can watch it anymore.
No, not here.
I mean, my favorite character is Mr. G, but...
Yes!
My girlfriend's super into Jame, but I can't get into Jame. I don't know why, I just can't get into it.
It's definitely a special type of character, old Jame, but I get it.
Jame's a 16-year-old high school girl.
A 16-year-old high school girl?
This guy's like a 35-year-old man. Like,
so it's...
puts on the full schoolgirl outfit, the leotards, the wig, everything. And then in another scene, he's like a drama teacher.
Called Mr. G.
Okay.
And he basically just sings songs.
Oh, my
God. I'll watch.
It takes the piss out of everyone.
I'll see if I can, like, torrent it or something.
Oh, it's amazing. You have to watch it. It's really funny. If I had my girlfriend on here, she would have a lot more to say about the shows. Like, she's the one that brought me to Chris Lilly. And, like, I can't get into every character, but I definitely really like Summer Heights High.
It's pretty good. Not gonna lie.
I couldn't believe that that was actually on TV in Canada at one point.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, how long ago?
I mean, Summer Heights High's gotta be, like, early 2000s.
Okay, so at least. So, like, before cancel culture.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll add it to my list of things to torrent and illegally download.
You have to. Did you?
So good.
Did you guys up watching any of Lunatics before it got canceled? That's his latest one where he's like. One of my favorite characters is probably he does like the South African pit psychologist or something. It basically just makes up all these emotions. Like, she'll be like patting the dog. It'd be like, she'll be like, do you wear like a yellow coat? And they'll be like, yeah, yeah. She doesn't like it. You need to stop wearing it. And just start like telling them what they can and can't do. But she'll like ask questions like, do you have some sort of rug in the bedroom? Yes, yes. Oh, she doesn't like that either. See, as soon as I'm mentioning the rug, her tail goes down. She is not happy.
So it's all about a dog.
There's so much more to it, though.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, there is so much to it, but she basically just makes up a bunch of bullshit and says that the dog doesn't like it or the horse doesn't like it. It's just all bants, basically. All
right, so I'm going to add to my list Lunatic.
That was on Netflix until, like, recently, and then they removed it. Is it still on Netflix? Oh, it is still on Netflix.
I'll be able to... Oh, is it on, like, our Canadian Netflix? Okay, so
There you go.
I'll watch it before it gets canceled.
Go for it.
So you are, like, you're, like, a photographer extraordinaire.
Exactly.
Over there in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Your feed on Instagram is, like, just... 100% stunning photos. I don't know if Mike has seen it
yet. I have not. But he should be a pap.
A pap?
Paparazzi.
Oh.
He could see over everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless everybody is just enormous in New Zealand.
Are you an anomaly or is everyone tall?
No, I'm definitely an anomaly to the point where I'm walking down the street and people are like chasing me down and like, excuse me, I just want to let you know that you're actually really tall. I'm like, God damn, I gotta stop sleeping in.
I mean, at one point it got so bad with Richard that he almost printed off business cards saying, yes, I'm 6'5". Yes, the weather is great up here. No, I don't have superpowers or something like that.
Well, there's one that's like, I'm glad we had this conversation and like, I'm not a basketball player.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone.
Essentially, that's...
So I get that one a lot.
That's what it's come to. It depends on the day where someone catches you. Sometimes you'll give them a little bit of humor. Sometimes you'll just be like, nah, buddy, just leave me alone. I'm not at it today.
Well, some people don't take the humor. Like, I've told people that I was like 5'9 or something and people just go, no way. You're not 5'9. You're lying to me. It's like, yeah, obviously I'm lying to you. Obviously.
I honestly get this all day, every day. They're like, how tall are you? I'm like 6'9". And they're like, bullshit. I'm like, oh, so I'm lying about my height now? It's like, why would I lie?
Yeah, exactly.
I got nothing to hide.
Literally. You can't hide.
Exactly. Like, get out your tape measure. You can check if you want. But I'll probably be gone because I'm over this conversation.
Yeah. Go get it in your car. I'll be right here when you get back.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, how many times you got to convince someone?
Exactly. It's madness.
Oh, excuse me.
He burped away from the mic again.
It's rude to do it in front of the mic. We have a guest.
I mean, yeah, I guess. We're diplomats right now. We're impressing the other world.
So I guess New Zealand's probably a really nice place to take pictures, because every time you post one, it's just like, fuck, I want to go there, like, now.
We have maple trees and geese here.
Yeah. Essentially, like, I have been down to Banff, and that's very much... So Banff is, like, New Zealand, I'd say probably South Island on steroids.
Oh, okay.
Like, they've taken the mountains that we have, and they've just gone, let's blow this shit up. Let's make this huge. So we we have everything here in New Zealand, but it's on a smaller scale. So, like, we've got, like, skiing, we've got beaches, obviously, like, surrounded by water and amazing beaches.
Right.
So you can essentially go from the beach to the slopes in one day. So you can go surfing in the morning and skiing at night.
No, that's not bad.
That would be pretty
wicked. That's not bad at all.
Doesn't that just...
That blows my mind, but that's... Yeah.
We get to ski even in summer sometimes. Because Canada's got two seasons, and that's a good joke that I always like to tell people, is we got two seasons, winter and July.
Winter and July?
Yeah.
See, that's, I guess, opposite for you guys. Because y'all get your...
Yeah, like... We probably have about four seasons in one day. Not going to lie. Especially where I live in, like, the main city. It changes like that all the time. We get floods. We get all sorts of stuff.
Good shit.
But...
It's dangerous.
We also get amazing sunshine. And that's what keeps me around. There you go.
I mean, I've seen a couple, like, videos of people that have, like, visited New Zealand and stuff. And basically, like, anywhere they are... Like, well, maybe I'm sure it's not anywhere, but, like, they're, like, looking out and it's just beach. And it's just, like, wrapping around the balcony. Like, everywhere they look is just beach.
Yeah. Essentially, there's so much beach, we don't know what to do with it. Apart from swim in it.
Meanwhile,
enjoy it.
We have one beach, and that's, like, the popular one close to where we are. That's within, like, an hour.
Which one?
Wasega.
Oh, yeah.
And all I can say is, it's like you go to Wasega and you go, should I go swimming today? I wonder if somebody shit in there recently.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Nice.
Yeah, our beaches are of the utmost quality. And yeah, not to mention, as soon as you pull a beer and crack it out, you're already written a ticket. Like, they're watching you like hawks on our beaches.
Yeah, we can't drink in public.
Mate, yeah. you gotta take the bloody chili down to the beach and crack a cold one with the boys. It's gotta be done.
I know, but...
Yeah, like, what else are you supposed to do at a beach? Swim and drink.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's safe.
And take photos.
I mean, exactly.
And take photos.
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly.
I mean, have you ever been to Bondi Beach?
Mate. It's Australia.
I know it's Australia, but it's close to you.
You know we don't have a bridge between the
it's
two,
not
right?
Like, it's
I mean, no,
not
the
like
photo...
a hop, skip, and a step. There's a bit of this thing called the ocean in between them.
Okay. No, why I say that is because when he said take photos, I thought of watching Bondi Beach. It's like they have a show about the patrol, and basically one of the biggest things they have to worry about is people walking around and sneaking pictures of the women just like chilling on the beach.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Like that's, I'd say a quarter of the shit that they're running after. They're like the lifeguards, and like all they do is just stop perverts from taking pictures of people.
Yeah, no, I'd say... That's not really a problem in New Zealand. Everyone's, you know, a bit more chilled out. They're like, yeah, do whatever you want, mate. Like, it's all good. We're not going to snap photos of your booty or whatever. I mean, we'll appreciate it. Don't get me wrong, but we're not going to go taking photos of it.
Oh, my God. I mean, I know the story behind Australia is that it was literally an island where they would send all the criminals. It was like a prison island.
Yeah, so essentially... Imagine you being called an American, right? That is the same effect if someone's like, oh, you're Australian, right? You're like, oh, I'm no criminal. I'm probably going to get cancelled after this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like we're torn between wanting to get canceled and not wanting to get canceled.
I mean,
at
this point, we're kind of testing the waters and say, what's going to get us canceled? How far can we go at this point?
Exactly. That's funny.
So far, we're good, I think. I mean, I don't think we've taken any flack.
No. I think a few of our friends have said, hey, maybe avoid that topic. But we're like, okay, yeah, like...
Do you remember what those topics are?
Yeah, but I'm not going to mention them.
Oh, okay.
We'll leave it there.
Yeah, it's probably all we've got time for on those topics, to be fair.
Yeah, it's okay. It'll get better. So you have very lax COVID restrictions, a beautiful place to live that is like hurricane season or summer at any point, and you're not Australian, even though you basically are.
Yo, they're bunting with beaches down there, though.
Yeah, you nearly nailed it, but we don't really do the whole... we don't really do the whole hurricanes. I mean, it's like, it could be raining, but it's still warm. Like, right now it's summer, so it's... Let me just fact check this. I think it's like 24 degrees or something.
God, I wish.
We're almost at negative 24 right now.
See, and they're one of the better countries of the world, not the three that use the goddamn Fahrenheit system.
I mean, they still drive on the wrong side of the road, but...
22.
22 degrees on a Sunday afternoon. That's not bad.
They still drive on the wrong side of the road, though.
Oh, is that New Zealand, too?
Yeah, you guys know the pressure points, better. You're like, drive on the wrong side of the road. Australian, you're just pushing at those pressure points. You're like, get it, boy.
Yeah.
Are you gonna bite?
Exactly. What can we do to tick you off? Press the buttons.
Trying to get that long Kiwi beak snapping away.
I mean, it can't be worse than Cambodia, where they literally, or no, not Cambodia. I don't remember where it is. It's something like that. It's close to Cambodia, but they all used to drive on the left side of the road.
Right.
Like the UK and everything.
The wrong side of the road.
And then they decided, no, drive on the right side of the road, but all the cars are still left-hand drive or right-hand drive. So they like can't see anything. Oh. And all of the public transit buses open up into traffic because they open on the wrong fucking
side. So it was an afterthought.
Yeah. It was an absolute afterthought. And I don't know why they don't just start buying other side drive cars. They don't. That's, the new cars are still right-hand drive.
Yeah, I guess that's a big mistake.
That's ridiculous.
That is a mistake.
Yeah. So that's that.
It's kind of like being in Europe then, because you get those people that like go to England, drive the car over to France, and then drive around Europe on the wrong side of the road with the steering rail on the wrong side of the road.
It's the best.
It's that's got to be confusing as shit. Like, I know a guy, like I had a... this customer at the store I used to work at, he was like from England, but he would go back and forth, and he said almost every time he could just never get used to it. Like, he would catch himself turning like left or right into like the wrong way of traffic, like almost like hitting someone head on.
Oh, good.
It's like,
yeah, nice, perfect.
Yeah. That's what you want.
Why can't you guys just get on board, man? Come on, just get on board, drive on the proper side of the road, the right side, the correct side.
Holy shit.
See, I'm pretty sure it's only like, but it's like all of South America too drives on that side. Yeah, it's pretty even, like 50-50 split for like which country drives on which side of the road. So it's like, can we just pick a side and just be like, let's quit arguing, draw a line in the sand, and going forward, this is the way we're going to drive. But the problem is all our motorways and everything is set up completely opposite, because that's
exactly
that's the safe way to drive when you're driving on the left hand side of the road. So it's probably like being in fucking Cambodia with the driver's the steering wheel on the wrong side of the road, all the motorways go the wrong way, and they're just like, I don't know what's going on right now.
It's just a fucking disaster. But then again, if you look at, like, I know even myself being in, like, Jamaica for vacation or something, they, like, traffic laws are just out the fucking door.
Oh, there's some countries that don't have directions.
They just fucking drive where they want to drive, and if you hit the other person, get out, rough them up a little bit in the middle of the street, and then drive on. Like, there's just no order, like, with traffic laws anywhere except for, like, I know Canada's the only thing that, like, place that does stop signs.
Well, not basically. The only, but we're one of the few where we have stop signs at every fucking road you come to. Whereas America's got yield signs at, like, every stop you come to.
I mean, people still here just will fucking bomb 160 through a stop sign and just hope
for the best. People just don't care.
They're stoptionals.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, in New Zealand, we have two rules, and that's the stop sign and give way. So where the cops are like, ah, we've had a few too many bloody crashes here, we'll chuck in a stop sign, which means your car physically has to stop, otherwise you get like a $250 fine. You cannot roll through an intersection. You have to stop, look both ways, and then carry the fuck on.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do here, but we roll through every stop sign.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of hard stops at stop signs.
Unless
there's
a cop sitting there watching you.
Yeah, and then people exaggerate the shit out of it. Yeah, their car like slams forward.
Stop there, make yourself their coffee. A coffee.
That's all right.
Stop, make a coffee, check your mirrors.
It's no major loss losing your guys' coffee. It's nothing like our coffee out here.
I mean, I'm Italian. I had to explain to Richard on the difference between how a Europeans and everywhere else basically in the world other than North America enjoys coffee and then how we enjoy coffee.
Yeah, like so in my house, I have an espresso machine. So every single morning, I make a shot of espresso.
Hold up.
Yeah?
Did you say espresso or espresso?
Espresso.
Oh,
It doesn't matter.
It's wrong.
The Australians don't know what they're talking about over there.
Yet again, with the pressure points. Here he goes.
This guy's sitting there on Google going, how do you slap somebody through the internet?
I reckon, eh?
Okay, so you have your espresso.
Yep, espresso. Is that better? Are you happy with that?
Nope.
It's not my fault. I can't. It's not my fault. I can't talk. All right. I'm from New Zealand.
Yeah. Yeah. You speak a different language.
Precisely.
So you have your espresso,
yep. And then I steam up some milk, and I chuck it together to make what we call a flat white. I don't know if you've heard of this.
Flat white? No, I don't know what that is. Is it a latte?
From traveling, this is what I gather. Like we call it a flat white. It might have slightly less milk. So it's essentially a high content of coffee with a little dash of milk on top, and you're out the door ready to go to work.
Perfect.
Pinging. Well, not so much because I do it every morning, so I'm used to it now. It takes two before I'm like shaking.
Oh my God. So I mean, I learned a different thing as well. I know like we don't have that, but if you go to the East Coast, they have levels of coffee. So okay. You can get like a 1 to a 5. 5 being ridiculous amount of caffeine and 1 being like a light ass shitty coffee.
So I'd have to get a 5.
So what I would do every morning is I would stop into the food court on campus and I'd get a level 5 with a double shot of espresso in it. And that would have me fucking ready to sprint to class. Like I'm running across campus.
You'd be sprinting to the shitter at that point.
My colon is immune to caffeine at this point.
I guess so.
Dude, I had my pacifier dipped in espresso since I was like an infant.
Your pacifier?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Do you know what a pacifier is?
I guess that's the disconnect
there. No.
Like that little...
It's the thing that babies suck on.
That little like rubber nipple-y thingy with the handle on it.
Oh, like a mouth stopper kind of thing. I
guess.
A mouth stopper.
I don't know what it's called. I've never had kids.
Oh, your baby won't stop crying. Just shove in the mouth stopper.
It's the thing you see babies sucking on when they're like young babies have that little thing in their mouth and they're sucking on it. You ever like seen that?
Yeah, no, okay. I know what you're talking about now, but I was like, pacify? What the fuck is that?
Open up the top drawer. It's bunting with them.
Bunting?
That's gonna be my new word. Isn't that what it is? What was it? What was the
no,
thing?
No, it was fuck. I forget. What was that slang?
What word did you use?
Oh, I always talk about banter. So like the lads just having yarns.
What?
Okay, we need to go through this slang like one phrase at a time.
Okay,
what's the one you used at the beginning when you said Australia is like something with COVID?
Munted.
They're munted with COVID, is what you said.
That's not bunting. munted. That's the one
munted,
I was trying to say.
Yeah, yeah.
So that meant like
just a ton of it.
A ton of it, like an excessive amount.
I guess.
Yeah, it's essentially, like, I used it to basically say it's got heaps of COVID.
Heaps of COVID, there you go.
Yeah. it's got all the vid. All the vids in Australia, so all the
vids. Oh, you don't want to sleep with that girl. She's munted with the herpes. Was that a correct utilization?
You know what? I'll allow it because it sounds pretty mean.
I guess it's not the right way to use it, but it sounds terrible, which is
I
perfect.
Mean, like, it's not wrong. It's just not what their intention was,
okay.
I guess.
Okay, so your classic term for this phrase would be like, say you crash your car, right? So you'd walk out and your bro would be like, okay, my car's pretty munted because it's all, like, crashed up.
It's all fucked up.
Yeah, it's all fucked up. It's all munted.
So Australia's all fucked up with COVID. That's what it meant.
Essentially. Right. Yeah, that works. Okay.
It's good enough to get by.
So I guess what I did say does kind of make sense then.
I guess it translates to something really mean. Yeah. Not something you'd actually say out loud.
Oh. She's all okay. Munted up the herpes.
Good Lord.
Oh, boys, I'm fucking crying out here.
We are going to be cancelled in New Zealand already.
I need another one. I need another
Give
stupid
us another good one.
Slang term.
Oh, all right. This one's...
But make us guess it.
Okay. This one's like, it's not conversational, but it's more like something that's very important to us. So if I was to throw a name at you, I'm gonna chuck something at you. Jandals. What do we think jandals might mean?
Jandals.
Sounds like a slang for my balls. Oi, she kicked me in the jandals.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. I feel like that's so wrong, but it works so well.
It does?
Like, when you find out what this is, you're going to be like...
I have no idea.
Kind of makes sense, but kind of doesn't. It's going to be even...
I mean, it kind of sounds like we say, oh, my life's in shambles.
Shambles,
yeah, I guess
jandals,
it does sound a bit like that.
I see where you're coming from. Any guesses there, Richard? Or Dick? Dick has your...
Honestly, I don't know. That guess was probably about what I was... Dick on the show, Richard in real life.
Richard,
but,
formerly known as Dick.
I don't know. I think I'd probably say the same thing. It's like, I can't even put a pin on that one. Let's go. Let's hear it. What is it?
All right. So I'm going to use it in a conversation for you. So basically what I'd say is, let's head out to the beach. Have you got your jandals? Does that help you in any way?
Are they sandals?
If it's sandals, then that would make more sense.
Yeah, I think...
Are they made out of jean?
No. So, basically, So what I understand is what you guys call a flip-flop, we call a jandal. In Australia, just to throw some Australian... In Australia, they call it thongs, which I am not okay with. Thongs are pants.
We call that here, too, yeah.
They're panties, okay? Thongs are not jandals.
Oh, okay.
Australians, God.
Jesus. Okay, so we couldn't have been more far off.
I mean, but at this point, like in here, you could say flip-flops too, but they could be the thong slippers, or they could also just be like slips.
The slides.
Wait, you call jandals slides. Thongs?
They can be slides too.
See, slides don't have the toe thing.
Yeah, no, we got slides. We call it slides.
I mean, I don't. I've never heard
like,
that here.
Like, if you need to... So that's what I'm saying.
Slides is the ones that don't have between the toe.
But like a lot of people will call
and
their flip-flops slides flip-flops.
And flip-flops would be the ones that Australia calls...
The jandals.
What did you say it was?
Panties? So, yeah.
The thongs.
Yeah, thongs. Thongs. Sorry,
that's what it
you.
Is.
So we were off when we said balls.
Yeah, a little bit. Quite a bit off. I mean, it still would apply, though. I'm going to the beach. Did you get your jandals? Yeah, you don't want to leave the house without those.
All his buddies are going to be like, these Canadian guys are a bunch of fucking idiots.
I mean, they're not wrong.
Oh my god, that's funny. That was such like an, it wasn't even like a sensitive word. It was just like an honest, like, legitimate term that wasn't offensive to anyone, and we just turned it into.
I mean, I did notice he used another slang earlier too, when he called it. He said, "You want to go to the beach with your chili?"
Oh well, yeah, I guess that means chili, a cold one,
a cooler.
Is a chili? No, chili's got to be a cold one, like a beer.
No,
a cooler. See,
a what?
You go to the beach with your chili and crack a cold one.
Yeah, your chili bin, just like your cooler.
Oh, okay.
Your chili moose. Your chili bin.
So were you saying chili moose, or were you saying like chili as in that's what you
yeah,
call
that's
a cooler?
What we call it, like, because the long name for it is a chili bin, because it's a cold bin where you shove your like beers and stuff in it.
Oh, okay. Okay, simple, easy to understand.
Dude, I'm gonna start using half of these. I hope you know that.
When I record this, or when I go and edit this, I'm gonna like write them all down.
Mike, you coming to my cottage this weekend? Yeah, man, I got the chili packed up. I'm ready to go.
you're nailing it so far.
Oh, that's
good. I think I'm gonna have to give you like an A+ or something at this rate.
Oh, fuck! I gotta turn around. I forgot my jandals.
It's all right. Just pop into the dairy, grab some more.
In the dairy.
What?
Are you sure it's just a different country? You guys don't live in like an alternate.
This is such a language disconnect. It's hilarious.
Oh, fuck, man.
How did your podcast go with AJ? Well, we didn't understand each other for an hour and a half.
And it wasn't the dial up this time either.
No.
The dial up's not bunted.
It's not bunted. It's munted.
I'm getting it. I'm ready. Oh, Munton. You keep me putting a B. I don't even know why. It's just what my brain resorts to. Holy shit. I'm trying my best.
Munted is...
Yeah, we should probably write it down. We're making notes now. Munted. Fucked up. All right.
Oh, man. My head is... actually right. Going lightheaded because Jandals. I've been laughing that much. I'm losing oxygen. And also the height probably doesn't help.
Thank God they say lightheaded.
No.
The air's thinner up there.
don't stand up too fast. That's actually a problem, though. Like, when I stand up too fast, oh my God.
It's like everybody, I'm gonna pass out. That always happens.
No, but like it's like another level for me. I can't imagine what this guy goes through.
The blood's like, nah, Bolt.
It's because you're traveling. Nah,
Bolt. Not today. Not today.
All right. Let's think of a scenario. We got to get him to come up with some slangy words for us.
All right, I'm down.
Like a sentence that we would
yeah,
say.
Okay. Like, all right. How in the Kiwi land? How would you invite your boys out to the bar?
All right. So, should I? Oh, no names. Hang on. So you turn around and be like, hey, bro, how's it going?
No, yeah. Avoid them.
Good, how are you?
Oh,
do you want me to?
Yeah,
are we
yeah let's
in
do
here?
It. Let's do it. Hey, buddy, how you going?
All right. Mike will be your buddy.
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, man. Hey, just real quick. Just wondering, do you wanna go get on the rinse tonight?
Get on the what?
Get on the
yeah,
rinse.
You gotta go for a rinse, rinse, mate. You wanna get on the rinse? We're getting on the rinse. Let's get on the rinse. I mean, and it makes
shit. Is that just like getting fucked up, or is
it's,
that specifically
it's
drinking?
It's pretty get much munted, getting babe. Munted. You gotta get on the rinse with the boys.
Would you use munted in that scenario? Does munted even work in that scenario?
Oh, yeah. It 100% works in that scenario.
Okay, perfect.
So you could, like, incorporate all these into, like, one sentence
My
here.
Fucking
like,
head hurts.
We're going to get, like, the boys and I are going to go to the beach with our, what the fuck are the flip-flops
jandals.
Called? Jandals in our chili box.
In our chili box.
In our chili box.
We're going to get fucking munted with the boys.
And we're going to go and rinse and get munted.
I think you're trying way too hard to get all those words in.
Oh yeah, I am trying. It's a stretch and a half. It's extreme.
You'd probably phrase it. We're gonna go get on the rinse at the beach with the boys and the jandals and the chili bin. Maybe. that would probably make a lot more sense if you wanted.
And then 3 hours later, you're gonna go, oh, buddy went to the rinse too hard. He's fucking munted.
Yep.
That comes after.
Yeah, you gotta be pretty OTP to be munted.
OTP?
I don't know what that
is.
It's
pretty much on the piss.
On the piss.
That one I can understand, yeah.
I mean, I get that one, but it's another slang term that we don't use.
Yeah. Or...
Oh, man.
Yeah, pretty much on the piss is what it is.
On the piss.
I wish we had good slang to share.
Well, we say, like, we're pissed, or, like, we say we're fucked up, or loaded.
Yeah.
Or...
Tossed.
Sauced.
Oh, I love the saying, get on the sauce.
Exactly. That is something that we say here. That's for sure.
Yeah, but then Ontario kind of killed that shit when sauce became a popular thing, and it just became every noun.
Yeah,
yo,
for
can
a
you fucking sauce me that fucking ball sauce over there, bud? It was terrible for a while.
Sauce us the tomato sauce?
No, it would just be sauce the sauce.
But what about your aioli and your barbecue sauce? Like, how do you know which one you want? If it's sauce us the sauce, is he just going to chuck like 20 different sauces in?
You have to assume. Half of learning English, or like, I say English, half of learning Canadian slang is just assuming what the person wants. Like, the amount of times I say to somebody, hey, pass that thing, and I don't even point at it, and they just go, oh, you want this? It's like, yeah, exactly that. Or if they don't give me the right thing, I tell them they're stupid.
Every sauce that we have here is just a sauce, except for ketchup, which is chup.
Ketchup.
No, it's chup.
Okay, well, who says chup?
Most of the people I talk to.
So am I the stupid one?
I try to get Shanna to... Yeah, you are. I try to get Shanna to say it, but she won't.
Pass the chup?
Yo, pass the chup.
I mean, that is the sauce, though, because that goes on everything
until
in
you go somewhere, and then all of a sudden it's, yo, catsup.
McDonald's used to write catsup on their receipts.
Catsup?
Yeah,
like,
I remember
cats,
it. Yeah,
like
C-A-T.
Why?
I don't know, but I just remember it like vividly in my memory. It's like there was one
Are
time
you
I
sure?
got. Yeah. Unless I was a delusional child.
Maybe. Many possibilities with the way you are.
Yeah, dropped on the head or something.
More like intentionally slammed with the head.
It's like, I think
the
you
first
were,
home
were
reno
you,
was
Was
done
it you
with
telling
Richard's
the story
head.
About being thrown up in the air and then hitting your head off the roof?
Yeah, my grandfather tried to throw me up in the air and catch me down and threw me right into the ceiling.
It's like one
explains a lot.
One night we were on the rinse at one of my old flats, and one of my mates turned around and said, because it was like a converted garage kind of setup, so like they take a garage and, I don't know, turn it into two bedrooms with like a little bit of a living area and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. People do that here.
So we're just having a rinse up in the garage. I don't know how to talk anymore.
You do you, honey boo boo.
Anyway, so we're just having a bit of a rinse up, and one of my mates turned around and said, "This ceiling's quite low." He's like, "I'm gonna try like jump and touch my head on the roof." He jumps and he puts like a full like half hoop in the ceiling.
I mean, I didn't break through the wall, but
that indent is there forever now.
Yeah,
I don't even know how we got our bond back. Like, seriously, the amount of rinse ups we had at that place were just phenomenal.
Rinse ups. There you go.
I'm assuming a bond that he just said they didn't get back is probably the deposit
or a lease.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when you sign your rental, you got to pay a bond so that you can, I don't know, don't damage the place. And if
deposit. Yeah, it's a deposit. That's just like another word that doesn't get used as often here. It's like a more legal
There's
term.
A lot of good words that we don't use here that
I'm liking.
Be used.
I'm really liking this rinsed one. Because he's using it in like different versions.
I mean, Justin used it the other day, remember? What were we gaming? And you were on the Discord channel and Justin goes, "Oh shit, I just got fucking rinsed."
Yeah, but I don't think he was meaning it in the same way. Or maybe he was. Maybe it's just like a placeholder.
Maybe. Again, away from the mic.
I don't want to burp in the face of people.
That's fair. You know what? You're polite.
I think that's one thing we got to work on here.
Being polite.
People in their car driving to work and all of a sudden... See, that's unnecessary.
I'm not in his face.
How do you fire your co-host?
You can't. That's the beauty of it.
Google it.
Not until you Zuckerberg me.
Yeah, how to fire your co-host on Google. It's like, well, you can't. Ah, shit.
You got to Zuckerberg me first.
Zuckerberg?
With the whole Facebook thing, you know what I mean? How he stole it from everybody.
I guess, yeah.
Like, there was a group of them, and then all of a sudden he was the co-host, like, the only owner. Or the guys with McDonald's.
I don't know these stories.
You know the one with McDonald's?
No.
So essentially, these actual brothers had the idea of McDonald's, and they opened a restaurant. This guy came in and goes, this is what I'm going to do for you, because this is a fantastic idea, is I'm going to buy property all over the place, and you guys open your restaurants on the property that I buy, and then you guys run the restaurants, and I'll like kind of just I'll be your like property manager kind of thing.
Sure.
And essentially, the way it ended up working out is they signed this contract with him and didn't read it fully, and it meant that anything that was on the property, he then owned. So he pretty much stole fucking McDonald's from the actual people that started McDonald's.
That's awful.
He effectively stole an entire franchise.
I mean, like, respect the hustle, but not the...
I mean, you just ate McDonald's today. You support it.
I mean, I guess. I mean, you bought it from me, so thank you, but...
I mean...
You gave me a bunch of nice... No, go ahead.
I mean, if you're interested, there's a movie called The Founder about it. It's pretty interesting. But yeah. Essentially, that's what he did. He came in, he's like, this is a mean idea. I'd really like to jump on board. And he's like, yeah, yep, sweet as. But through the process, he's like, well, you know what? We need a franchise. So they didn't even want to franchise and, like, grow it. And he's like, you have to franchise. He's like, franchise, franchise, franchise. And he finally talked them into it and then basically fucked them over with his contract work. And kicked them out of their own bread. It was like, what a baller. Yeah,
that's insane.
That's cutthroat business.
I mean, yeah. Like, again, respect the hustle, but not the the slimy secret steal. But, you know, whatever floats your boat. Whatever. That's another one. I don't know. Use that. What floats your boat?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All the time.
Another one. Whatever cranks your tractor.
Oh, that's not even like a Canada thing. That's just a Hickville thing.
Yeah, that's a redneck thing. Whatever cranks your tractor.
Oh, my God.
Whatever milks your cow.
Sometimes I tried to get whatever floats your boat or makes it sink, whichever way you like it. I tried to get that started, but it's not catching on.
Right, well,
maybe you guys can help me out here.
It just did.
There we go.
Whatever floats your boat or
sinks
your boat.
It's been on the Dick Van Mike show, which means it's automatically relevant.
It's real. It's the rule.
It's a thing.
It's just how it is. There's no debate here.
You hear that, 40 viewers?
You hear that?
Start it.
You hear that, Merriam-Webster?
Have you got your notepads out?
I'm ready.
Oh, no. He's got another one. Fuck our brains with more slang. That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, hang on. Are we going for another one? I was just meaning the listeners. Get out your notepads, you know, write it down. Whatever floats your boat or makes it sink. Whatever way you like
it. Whatever floats your boat or makes it sink, whichever way you like it. I got that. There you go. That's a new one.
All right. Do you want another slang? Is that what we're heading for?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty disappointed at the fact that you mentioned jandals and you didn't say you got to fucking put on your togs, boy.
Oh, you know togs.
No, I'm cheating. He's cheating right now.
Look at this little nerd up the front.
He's got his phone out Googling. He probably, to spite you, he probably typed in Australian slang.
No, 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 no. No. Oh, I did find munted, though.
I'm being made redundant here. He's just like...
He's taking your job.
I do have a serious question, though.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So, how rinsed do you need to be before you gotta go and hang out in the dunny?
How are you finding this?
The
there's a Google page with a shit ton of them.
Stop looking at them. We're supposed to
Mate, well, the dunny's a classic, eh? You gotta love the dunny. But yeah, you've got to be pretty rinsed to head out there, because in New Zealand we don't have indoor plumbing and stuff, so we just we gotta.
That's why they wear the grass skirts, because it's so much easier to squat over the hole.
I swear to God, when this comes out, my friends are canceling the hell out of me.
Yeah. They're going to be like, you made us sound like idiots down here. Oh, my God. We have technology. We have internet.
I mean, they definitely wear grass skirts in Tonga.
Tonga.
Honestly, like, the way I envision New Zealand is all I can think about is just a bunch of hobbits living in hobbit holes. Like, that's the first thing I think of.
I mean, I'm sure they have, like, the Shire still somewhere.
Yeah.
They do. That's, like, the main reason I want to go visit.
I actually...
But, like, that's just how I envision the entire country. Like, AJ lives in a 3-foot-tall hobbit hole.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I crawl in every morning.
He wouldn't even be able to fit his jandals in there. He's so tall.
I crank up my espresso machine, crank that up in my hobbit hole.
Blow a sail ship with your hash pipe and off to work with you.
Essentially, you've nailed it.
And I'm hoping you've actually seen, I'm hoping you've actually like watched Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit at some point in your life.
Oh yeah. Peter Jackson has made them nice and long for us.
He's watching, yeah. Lord of the Rings. Oh, that's down the street.
They hit up Rivendell. He's like, oh, that's down the street at the town hall. Yeah.
Yeah, that's halfway down number one New Zealand road.
Number one New Zealand road. Are there about, there's about four roads there, right?
Four? God, you're over-exaggerating there.
How big is, like, actually is New Zealand? There's, like, actually, like, so, like...
How big is...
Like, I don't need the exact number of, like, square meters or whatever, but, like, if it was to overlay on Canada, do either the three of us know?
It's very small.
Is it small?
Yeah.
It's probably a pin dot or something.
I would say it's probably
like
about as big as
a blade of grass or some shit.
Like, is it smaller than, like, what? The southern half of Ontario? Or is it, like...
That's a...
Mikey's Googling
it
right now.
I would say, like... Okay, so while he's Googling it, just to give you context, to drive from the furthest north point all the way to the like most southern point is probably about 20 hours.
20 hours.
So,
okay,
there.
That's actually...
That's, like, that blue in there is New Zealand inside of Canada.
Okay, well then in 20 hours, you're driving slow as shit, eh?
The general max speed is about 100K. And now?
Yeah, it's about the same here for in
open road.
Holy shit. I need to go to
go to New Zealand.
Okay, listen to this.
As soon as we're allowed to travel, as soon as your country lets people in.
Public transit 36% cheaper. Gas per liter 36% cheaper. Public transit passes 29% cheaper. A brand new Volkswagen Golf is 24% cheaper. And
there you
a
go.
Taxi trip to the downtown area is 21% cheaper.
So what the fuck are we doing here?
I don't know what we're doing here. Why? Here we are complaining we can't get an apartment for fucking $1,800 a month. And they're buying like a Volkswagen Golf for $2,000.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Tempting.
I mean.
Tempting.
I do have a 3-bedroom house. So Dick Van Mike show up down under. Potentially.
Yeah, there you go.
Down under edition. I love it.
Well, I'll do all the
up for
I'll
that,
do all 100%. The visual components for the Instagram. You know, we'll shoot some videos. We can even reenact the Hobbit if you want. If you got a you got to spare like 20 hours on your hands.
So
you know,
and I are the elves.
Exactly, precisely. Honestly, that is the number
the Hobbit budget edition.
Yeah. The number one thing people have been saying to me recently...
Groceries?
Sorry?
Is...
Yeah.
I was just going to say, groceries are 47% cheaper in
I could believe it.
47% cheaper.
I mean, we grow a lot of stuff here ourselves. So, you know, ain't got to go far.
There you go. You can't go far.
Reach out the window, pick a nice coffee
bean. Can I tell you a funny story, actually?
Oh, I'm so ready for a funny story.
So with this whole vid thing... So before it used to be, not that New Zealand knows what the vid is, but before the vid, the exporters would send like all our good exports overseas, like straight away. We'd get like the munted kiwi fruit that are all not perfectly rounded, like lopsided kind of shit. And then all the mean cuts of like lamb, beef, pork, all that would just go straight overseas. Okay. And now because they can't, like, export stuff out of the country, they're just, like, coming crawling back, having all these sales, trying to sell it to the locals. It's like, oh, so now you want to come back and sell to us, eh?
Now you want some
fucking
money.
Oh, how times have changed. Yeah.
Yeah.
You bloody bastards.
Do you guys have Wagyu there, too? Please tell me you guys have Wagyu. Oh, God.
Do I know what this is?
Wagyu
beef? Holy shit. It makes the steaks that we eat here fucking like...
What is that?
Wagyu is like... It's like... It started in Japan. It's like the Kobe beef. You ever see a picture of Kobe? How it's literally just like mostly fat marble?
Oh, yeah.
And they... So Wagyu is the breed of cow.
Okay.
And like most of the Wagyu that we'll see here at Kobe, it comes from Australia and New Zealand. Because they have them out there too. Instead of importing it all the way from Japan.
Okay. So it's just like, so is they that a common thing?
Wagyu?
Yeah.
Well, I hope. If they have it there, I would hope it's fucking everywhere.
It's howler expensive, though. Like, if you get a good cut, you're talking...
Same here.
You're talking like a buck a gram, at least.
Holy shit. I mean, here, if you go to a restaurant and order, like, an 8-ounce Wagyu steak, you're looking to pay, like, at least $130 for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah.
What's our dollar difference?
I mean, I don't know. That you could.
You have your phone.
Oh, a dollar difference?
Yeah.
It's pretty similar.
Is it?
Like, you guys are on par with, like, Australia.
Oh, yeah?
We're slightly below.
So, one Canadian dollar is $1.10 in New Zealand. So, theirs is actually stronger than ours.
So no, you guys are stronger.
Oh, we are stronger.
Yeah.
So, you'll take your one Canadian dollar and you'll get... 10% more.
Yeah. That's what it is. I'm not good with the
math. Another reason to move there.
My maths is bunted. Munted.
Munted.
Munted. I have it written down, too. God
bunted
damn.
Is like... Is that
I know,
even
it's
a
football.
No,
you bunted it. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
oh, no, baseball.
Okay.
When you hit it like really gently and it just kind of trickles.
Is that a bunt or a punt?
That's a bunt. A punt is a kick.
Okay. See, I don't even. Now I'm just getting all my slang twisted across the board.
We're just gonna say "unted" from now on.
So you watched our slang episode, right?
Yeah,
or
listen. I had to listen. Yep.
So Mike's brother went to Mike and was basically like, "Just so you know, everything you pronounced was incorrect for one, and you guys sound like idiots. So we don't even know our own slang."
I Googled some. We're gonna see some Canadian slang here that apparently nobody else says. All of this is fucking... Okay, like, if I said, oh, it's getting a bit chilly out, grab the toque.
You mean the beanie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What a toque is.
What else we got?
See, he's been here. It's going to be easier for him.
Oh, fuck. You don't want to drive all the way out there. That's like 100 clicks.
100 Ks?
Yeah, they use the same measurement
fuck,
system.
So these... Our slang sucks donkey ass, then.
Well, when you're talking to a guy who uses the same measurement system...
What about a kerfuffle?
That's, like, a problem.
Yeah.
See, he's on point for all this
God
shit.
No. Go on. Try and shock me.
I'm really trying.
Okay. You want to go for a rip?
All right.
Want to go for a rip?
Yeah. You want to go for a rip?
In the Hilux?
The unkillable truck.
Yeah, that is the worst truck. That's why it's not in North
the
America.
The worst? Are you kidding? It's fucking
rich. What?
I'm pretty sure the reason it's not in North America because its center of gravity is so fucked up that it can tip.
Oh, yeah, no, that's pretty on, but you can't kill the thing.
No, you can't kill Toyotas in general.
Okay, what about a serviette?
Oh, we use the same thing, like a napkin kind of thing.
God damn,
that's not Canadian.
Unless
British.
You know, a Chesterfield.
A Chesterfield?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, we stumped them. There we go. But that's also kind of British.
I mean, the only things we're going to be able to stump them with are, like, Canadian freaking, like, weird sex moves that have the strange names.
Like felching.
Oh, God. Don't bring felching into this.
I'm surprised you guys know what that is. That's shocking.
I mean, I do, and I learned it by accident because it's in an Eminem song.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, the international memes definitely help with some of that, the dirty stuff.
It's because Canada has no memes themselves. We don't actually have much of our own shit.
That's why I have to make our own for our own Instagram page.
Yeah.
Man, I'm really digging the Bernie one, though.
Yeah, well, we had to steal that from America, so that's another thing that Which Canada one? Stole. The Bernie one that I made the other day.
Oh, the Bernie meme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say the other day, but this is like airing 2 weeks after that. I mean,
unless, do you guys use 2.4 and 2.6?
No. No, we don't use that.
All right. So a 2.4.
Oh, what do you think they are?
Yeah, what do you think they are?
Like a 8-pack and a 12-pack?
No.
He's on the right track.
You're on the right track. It is most definitely alcohol related, as most things are in Canadian history.
Yeah. Is it like is it like a bottle of whiskey or something?
Basically. That's so what the 2.6 is.
A 2.6 is like your standard 750 mil bottle of liquor.
Yeah, it's 26 ounces.
It's a 2.6.
Just say that again. My audio didn't come through.
You got some technical
difficulties? Yeah, it's probably the dial-up starting to like bite me in the ass.
So it's 2.6 is your standard 750 mil. Like liquor, is because it's 26 ounces, and then a 2.4 is a 24-pack of beer. You got your 2.4 of Budweiser. You got your 2.4 of Moosehead. You got your 2.4 of whatever the hell beer you said at the beginning.
Whack-a-changy.
Whack-a-changy. I mean, we definitely got to try to find that shit here now.
Yeah. Send me.
I'm gonna find.
Google
it.
A picture of it so I can look for it.
We're gonna. Yeah. I don't even know how to.
Okay, so W A K A C H A N G I. And for the listeners, if you've got a pen and paper from the earlier comment, note it down.
Waka Changi.
All right, so now we're going to try and order it.
Oh, I found it. Waka Changi Lager.
Yep, it's quite nice beer.
Yeah, can we order it here?
Circa 1648.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that packaging.
The packaging is with the dude fighting like a pig, right? All right. Oh, not a pig. I don't know what. It looks like a guinea pig.
Yeah, he's sending the pic. He just showed me the bottle. It's the same. Yeah. Same thing he just pulled up.
12-pack for 21 New Zealand dollars.
Oh, that's
21
a
New Zealand dollars.
Wow.
That's a bit expensive. I can get it for 20 bucks.
You gotta understand, Canada's tax on alcohol is like unnecessarily high. It's like a couple 100%.
What? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like I'll buy, like if I go to the States and I buy like a 60-ounce bottle of like rum, for example, I can't remember exactly, but it's like 20 bucks like US.
Yeah.
And then you come to Canada, it's like 60 bucks. Now, I might have that a little exaggerated, but it is like less than half.
Far out. That's insane.
So, I'm trying to figure out if we can even buy it here.
We'll worry about that after. We'll try and order it and have it on the show next time.
I just want to know what the price is going to be here for them to import it.
Well.
Probably too much.
We could probably get it from the States. They have everything down there.
Yeah, that's fair. Even though their beer is like moose piss, but. Oh, yeah, you got that? You know what moose piss is?
No. No idea.
So moose piss is what you call like the last sip of beer. That's all like the flat backwash, like shitty sip.
It's like the very last little swig, not even a full swig, just the last little sip. A lot of guys will dump that out.
You don't have the last sip because you don't want to drink the moose piss.
Yeah, no, that's completely fair enough. I don't blame you. I'm on board.
Speaking of moose piss, I need a re-up.
You need a re-up, and what? So it's my job.
Well, you're closer to the fridge.
How good.
That's how it goes around here. Oh, you're getting me so I got another special brew here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's got a Canadian slang on it, too. It's called Canuck Pale Ale.
Canuck is...
And that's what the picture is.
Yeah, the lumberjack.
It's like the most like Canadian-looking lumberjack. I believe they actually gave him a name. He's a mascot. I believe it's Gordy Levesque.
I got a chicken nugget.
No eating from on Mecca's? The podcast. Come on. It's from sorry, say that. What's
from
your
where?
Mecca's?
Mecca's.
Macca's.
That's awesome.
I think I've heard that one before, but like we call it like McDick's or like
Mickey D's.
Oh, yeah.
And then after you eat it, you get the McShits.
And then you also have Rotten Ron's, because Rotten Ronald McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Rotten Ronnie's.
Yeah, because we call it Macca's, so you want to do a Macca's run?
So we call it McDick's run.
Or a Don's run.
Or a Don's run.
Ah, yeah, gotcha. Same, but different.
Macca's. Yeah, I like that.
Exactly.
It doesn't sound as good without an accent, though.
Macca's?
Because if I was just talking to you and I went, yo, can you go for a Macca's run? And you'd be like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Just talking like normal Canadian accent and then just like, Macca's?
Hey, bud, after you're done your Canadian there, you want to go for a Macca's run, eh? That's what it would sound like here, which is probably why we shouldn't use the slang.
No, that's happening.
Although I am 100% using munted from now on.
I'm definitely going to try my best to try and use the slang in everyday life. And I hope our friends who listen to this like will walk up to us and try and use it too.
Dude, munted is my favorite word, I think.
It's such a basic like word for everything.
It's so good to be vulgar without having to be vulgar.
Yeah. I mean, if you said it there, people are probably assuming that you're being vulgar, but here, no one's going
to
know.
The only thing I can think of that's so similar to munted that we use is like beat. Yo, fuck, I crashed my car, it's beat.
No, that's too subtle, too. Like, that's not even aggressive enough.
You could look at a girl and say she's beat, too. Like, it's, or a guy, like anybody. Yo, that guy's
that
sitting behind the bad, variety store, he's fucking beat.
It's bad.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, yeah, beat, ooh. Like it's beat up. All right,
what
or
about
it
this?
Looks beaten up.
I got a slang word, and I know Richard probably hasn't heard about it.
Okay.
But it is a thing. It is a thing. It's similar to munted, I guess, in the same way as well, as you say bunk.
No. I haven't heard that one.
You never heard bunk?
No.
Yeah, oh, fuck. I can't bring my laptop. It's bunk.
I've never heard that.
It's more like sketchy, like ghetto, like it's bunk.
Okay.
That chick be twerking, she bunk.
Like he's shaking his head too. He has no idea what you're saying. That's 2v1 here. We don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh well, that's a good one. You got to use bunk too.
There's a video that came out a couple weeks ago. I sent it to Mike. So the mayor of Toronto, his name's John Tory.
Yeah.
And literally like 2 or 3 weeks after we did our slang episode, John Tory was in an interview with some, like, I don't know who the guy was, but someone who was up on the slang, and they started asking him the slang terms, the same ones that we were using.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he nailed, like, every single one.
Well, he lives there.
I know, and he was also given a multiple choice, so he had an idea what to pick from, whereas we were just guessing, like, I was guessing this, like, these words that just sounded stupid.
The Toronto slang is, like, it's awful.
It's
despicable.
It's embarrassing.
That's a terrible pour, Richard. I can already tell. I can tell from here that it's going to be a terrible
pour. What do you mean it's a terrible pour?
How much head is on that?
Enough. Actually, not enough, which is okay because I don't want to be sipping foam.
That's
Do you know what I just found out was a Kiwi saying?
What?
As well? A. Like, just like Canada. That like
A?
Blows my mind. It's legit. I was like, what?
Is it E-H? Like
yeah,
Canada?
E-H. Like it's a clouding morning, eh?
Oh, look at that. We'd fit right in. Perfect.
We would. But then everybody would ask us why we have accents.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm sitting here going like, I guess New Zealand folks don't realize that when they say something, it's immediately funnier because their accent is funny.
It's not a funny accent. I like it.
No, but it's just like, you listen to like think of Jim Jefferies. He's Australian and everything he's not a funny comedian. It's just his accent. His accent makes everything funnier.
Are you
funnier.
Trying to say the Australian accent is the same as New Zealand?
Yes.
Because it's not. That is one thing I can pick apart.
His face is just like, you fucking assholes.
It's definitely.
He's got his arm up like he's about to punch his computer. Like.
So there are certain people that I can't pick it apart, but there are people like you can definitely tell there's a difference.
No, but even though you listen to like British comedians too, because they sound the same.
Yeah, but then you go a different street down in UK and they fucking, it sounds like a different language.
Yeah, especially like Liverpool accent.
And they're all like Cockney or
something. Yeah, exactly. Fucking cocks over there.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. All right, what do we have? Oh, oh, time's flying.
Should we go for another one?
Oh yeah, for sure.
I don't know if you use this. Bugger all?
Bugger all?
Yeah.
Would that be like bugger off?
Like kind of fuck everyone?
Like what are you up to? Bugger all.
Oh
no, so it's the opposite of bugger off. See, bugger all I guess is the opposite. So bugger off would be like get the fuck out of here or like go away. Bugger all is like, what are you up to? Okay. Bugger all. See, if you said
like
that,
nothing.
If you said that here, people would think you were saying bugger off. If you said bugger all.
Yeah, shit.
Especially how, like,
That's what I would have think.
like, for how non-fluent I generally speak, people would probably hear it and be, like, mad or offended. Like, oh, he's telling me to get out of here. What? This guy's a dick.
All right, I got another one that
cancel him.
I got another one that I cheated really. With. And tell me if this is relevant, because I feel like these lists aren't really relevant.
All right, come on, nerd. Lay it on me.
I am wearing glasses. Leave me alone. No, basically, but yeah, let's say Dick over here invites me to go on a road trip, and he goes, all right, we're going to be there in 4 hours. And I go, 4 hours? Fuck that. Don't take the shortcut. Let's take the tiki tour.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
So that's a thing. The tiki tour is the long way
around. Nah, it's just like... what?
I like this one. This one just because it relates to my people.
You want to come on like a tiki...
We're going to take the tiki tour to the Wop Wops. Just because I'm a wop, it makes good fun out of that. The Wop Wops is the middle of nowhere.
Wow, so yeah, that actually legit.
Works. Yeah. I just saw it and I'm like, yeah.
I love that I'm here just to verify everything that you're cheating on.
Yeah. Does this make sense? Can we move in now? Can we live there and just be transparent? Like, I don't have the
accent
for it.
Now that I'm looking at this list, who A is on their list as well?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Which I was shocked about. I mean, I do use it, but I just thought it was because I have been to Canada. But no, my friends probably do too, so it's made its way on there.
I mean, I think a lot of people use that. It's not really like a strictly Canadian thing.
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely known as a Canadian thing, but like I say oi all the time.
Yeah, me too.
And
yeah.
That's definitely a British one.
Yeah.
I get that from my grandfather. Oi, oi, oi. He used to say that a lot. Or if he was mad, I'd be like, oi!
That's how you know you're about to get slapped.
Yeah, that's where the slipper's coming out.
So
the jandals.
The jandals are coming out.
So when you're walking into the club, you got your two wacky changies. You're oi 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 boys, let's go. You boys on the Ritz.
Oh man, that sounds like a soccer fan. Just
yeah, we're pretty rinsed. Jeremy's in the corner over there. He's munted.
Oh, not Jeremy. He's a munter, that guy.
Oh, we're gonna be unbearable after this.
Yeah, this is good. This is definitely like the funniest episode yet, in my opinion.
Okay, you need to explain something to me though.
Go for it.
Because this is, I guess, slang, but it also seems like a food that I want.
Yep.
What the hell? Hot chips? Hot chups?
Oh, hot chops. It's just like when you go to the fish and chip shop.
But they're not like French fries. They're like chips, are they? Or are they that, French fries?
See, we don't.
See, chips is only, French fries.
The only time we call a hot chip a French fry is if you're going to Macca's. That's the only time you're allowed to use French fries.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's a hot chip.
Well, it's chips.
Yeah. It's chips.
Yeah, but it says here, too. It says hot chips, but then it says in brackets, pronounced hot chups.
Yeah, C-U-P. Because we're lazy. We can't even say our own country name. Like, when I say New Zealand, I, like, cut off the end.
So it's like New Z?
I'm like, New Zealand? Instead of...
No D.
I mean, it's land, like... It's like us talking about... New Zealand. What's it called? Toronto. You don't ever say Toronto.
It's yeah. Toronto.
Yeah, I live in Toronto.
You just gotta shorten the syllables. All the hard stops. New Zealand. All right.
That's a thing now. Whenever you talk about... New Zealand. It's
so
New
basically,
Zealand.
So basically, this episode is basically called like how to fit in New Zealand.
I mean, I think it's just more of us getting diplomat ties with New Zealand now.
Yeah,
just trying to get out of here. Just tell Jacinda, hey, I've talked to that Kiwi guy. You know the one on number one New Zealand road.
Wait, you say who did you say Jacinda?
Yeah.
Who's that? Is that just a random name or is that a
no,
joke? I missed.
No, that's... So Jacinda is the Prime Minister of New Zealand.
Oh, so, okay. Geez. I thought I was about to say Prime Minister of Canada.
I was going
to
say we could hit up JT.
I thought that was like I thought that was a mean name for JT. Someone told
Jacinda's
me that they
call
him... Oh, go ahead.
Jacinda's like the chick that everyone loves at the moment because she basically killed COVID.
I think I've seen a picture of her. I've seen a couple articles saying that she's got good ratings right now.
Yeah. Like,
everyone's like, oh, we should have done it the way New Zealand done it.
Yeah, essentially. Like, Sweden with their mass immunity, and then they're like, oh, yeah, we might have got it wrong.
Well, yeah, I mean, also, like, I don't know how many people are in New Zealand, but it's probably easier to control in smaller areas and smaller population.
Yeah.
So you have
everyone just like, let's get it done, move on, go back to Festies.
Oh, bud, they have full sentences on
to
here.
To Festies?
Festies.
They have full sentences on
what's
this.
What's Festies?
Like festivals. You're hitting the Festies?
Festies.
Yeah.
No, I've never shortened festival.
It sounds like you're saying Festies.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds like a bad night with a girl you don't know. She gave you a real bad night of the Festies.
Now, that's that sketchy bar down in Hamilton.
Yeah. Hey, he knows where the shithole is.
Yes. We have the same one, mate. We're trying to get rid of Hamilton, too.
You have a Hamilton that's like a not very good place to live?
It's sketchy as, yep.
Oh, there we go. So that's something we can relate on.
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
Hamilton is terrible.
Oh,
it's munted, you'd say.
It's munted.
You've been to Hamilton, but have you been to Scarborough?
No, I haven't been to Scarborough.
No, he's talking about New Zealand Hamilton.
Oh! I was going to say.
It's okay. You can.
I thought he was talking about the hammer here.
No, he was. That's what we're saying. It's like we have the same problem.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Do you guys call it the Tron?
You don't want to go Scarborough either, except for the Bluffs. The Tron?
No.
Like Toronto or Hamilton?
We call it the Six.
Hamilton.
Hamilton?
Hamilton
no.
is the hammer.
Oh, okay. I didn't even really know that.
Now we call it the. We call it the Tron. I don't know why. I don't know where it comes from. It's just shortening it down. It's what Kiwis do best.
And then they made you.
And I'm like, break all the rules. I'm massive.
So we're at like almost an hour and a half at this point, and I cut you guys both off of a story you were telling at the beginning. You want to close up with that?
Oh God! All right. Well, we'll let the Jaffa go first, and then that's
here it is.
What's that one?
Just another fucking Aucklander.
An Aucklander.
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 Like Auckland from New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, apparently that's where I live. I don't associate myself with it, so just call me a Tauranguian.
You're an honorary Canadian tonight.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. I appreciate it, team.
Don't know if that's a compliment.
Being
but...
a Canadian's a piece of piss, bud.
All you need is a chili bin and a 2-4.
Yeah.
There we go.
The chili bin.
He got the numbers better than I do. I always fuck up the numbers.
Yeah,
2-6 and 2-4.
Well, I mean, you can get 2-8s as well.
Oh, that's too confusing.
That's a 28 pack of beer.
Yeah, or 30 or 36, but I just can't keep up.
Yeah.
So what was that story you were telling at the beginning when I interrupted you before we started? Do we remember?
Refresh me.
He was talking about calling just into radio stations.
Oh, you called into radio stations or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so basically what I was saying is this is going to be a piece of piss because I call the radio all the time and just spin some mad yards and see if they can keep up. Some of them drown. Some of them are, like, on top of it.
And I know, like, I had a similar story my brother told me a few days ago. So when this whole stay-at-home order came into effect, everybody on their cell phones got a big-ass thing like an Amber Alert where all of our phones gave us this warning message, and it says there's a stay-at-home order in effect and blah, blah, blah. If you have more questions, and it gave a contact number. So my brother called the contact number and goes, oh, just so you guys know, like, we're at a stay-at-home order. Like, I didn't know if you guys were informed or not, so I just wanted to let you know.
Like, called up the radio?
Yeah, he called up, like, the emergency, like, questions number and let them know.
Jeez. Filling up the lines.
Boy, what a cheeky cunt he is, eh?
I'd say that's pretty good bants, though. Maybe we can call him a good cunt.
Yeah. I mean, I wish that word was used
more
here, but
well,
it's
the
not.
Problem is that word is so, like, bad to use here.
I know.
But it's so, like, normal for these guys.
Australia, New Zealand, UK, everywhere. Like, they all just use it. Ah, you cheeky cunt.
Yeah, and we'll probably get canceled for saying it.
Cancel. Well, we have the explicit next to our name. You know,
like,
we're going to use some bad shit.
And it's always, like, a little bit of light. hearted banter when you call someone like a cheeky cunt or something. Like,
oh, yeah.
You're being a bit playful when you do that.
Exactly.
Here it's
especially
like,
with the cheeky in the front of it.
You're ready to go to jail if you say that here.
Yeah, if you use that against someone
you're
you
like,
don't
hands
know.
Hands behind your back, you're like, all right, I know.
The only acceptable time to use
sorry?
Cunt here is if you're saying you're going to cunt punch somebody.
Oh, my God. Our families listen to this.
See, that just sounds bad.
It's
it just
such
sounds
a bad... It's such an aggressive. It is such an aggressive word.
Because our accents don't make it sound as funny.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. These
we suck.
New Zealand accents just make things funnier.
I want to be a Jaffa.
I don't even know. I don't even remember what that one is.
Well, come on over, mate.
I've already lost track.
Get in your walker.
Get in your
come
walker.
On over.
I'm taking the tiki tour, though.
Yeah, mate. I would appreciate it.
All right. So what do you...
Go the long way around.
What do you think? You got any closing remarks for everybody listening to this episode tonight? Being the first guest we've ever had?
I just want to say it's been a pleasure and an honor. And, you know, if you guys want to come out here, by all means, just say you know me.
I'm so down. We're going to have
at the airport, right?
A whack a changi.
We'll go to the airport in New Zealand. Yeah. Like, hey, we know this guy named AJ. He said we could come here. We're famous.
We're practically part of the furniture at this point, so you should just let us in.
We need to experience Whack and Changi in the homeland, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And we want to go to the Shire.
Exactly. That's one of my like life goals. It's like on my bucket list is I have to go visit the
so
Shire.
So here's the thing. We're going to make this deal with a witness on here right now, Rich.
Okay.
If we ever make it big, we're spending all like the first big purchase we make with our like famous money is we're going to the Shire. To have a whack a changi.
I mean, I'm hoping I can do that before we get famous, because who
I
knows
so
if we
too,
ever
but
do.
We could have a company trip.
A company trip.
Exactly.
Field trip.
A company trip with Dick Van Mike.
And I'll be on audio visual. No problems.
Perfect.
Tell him I sent you.
You'll be our guide. Our tour guide.
I actually used to take tours to Hobbiton.
Oh, yeah?
There we go.
Perfect.
Yeah. It was one of my many jobs.
So there we go. Do we get like the perfect insight?
We do.
Like if they like,
yeah,
have tea in the same
and
place
tell you
Gandalf
what,
did.
I'm down. I just want to ride in the.
I
wagon.
Tell you what. At the end, they'll even give you a beer, made on the grounds of Hobbiton.
Are you serious?
How good's that, right?
I can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm down.
100%.
What's the fuck? What's the
Hundo
beer?
P.
What's the beer they drink at the bar at the beginning?
Oh, I don't remember.
Damn it. My knowledge is fading.
I don't either. They mention it. They mention it on the tour, and that's basically what you drink.
Perfect. I love it. I love it. Well, it's been a slice.
It's definitely been a slice. It's been a good episode.
I mean, I'm.
It's been an insight.
It's been questionable.
You definitely opened my eyes.
So now we got slang. We know that Australia's
munted.
Munted with COVID. And we know that we can easily offend someone from New Zealand by calling them Australian.
Yeah.
Really, like, really rustles it. Up the grass skirt.
Yeah. It's okay. He can't even hear us through his dial-up. All right. Well.
I'm still dialing it in. Are you guys there?
Yeah.
Is this thing on?
It's on. A little bit. So, closing remarks. I guess thanks for chiming in. Thanks for joining us. That's the best part
absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For everyone listening who's still listening from episode one or who's just chiming in, thanks for spending time listening to the Dick Van Mike Show. We appreciate it. Our viewer count is going up every week, and it's just insane. There's been a lot of help from this guy, AJ, and his buddies and his work buddies. We got some snaps and stuff from them.
If that intern hasn't been fired yet.
Yeah. I reckon. That was touch and go. I was like, what are you doing? And then, directly after that, he drops his phone and smashes the screen. So, he was trying... The second recording, his phone... Like, you can't see half the phone, so he doesn't know what he's shooting. I'm like, yeah, I'm docking your pay. I'm sorry.
Well...
Oh, my God. And I'll add in as well, if nobody's done so already, if you have already, that's fine. But follow up the socials at the Dick Van Mike Show on Instagram and on Facebook. Send us DMs. We try to answer all the ones we get right now. Yeah, we do Q&A questions as well, so pay attention for those on the stories. If you guys want to have your questions put on the show, you want to plug the personals, Rich?
Yeah. Hey, AJ, do you want like 3 more followers?
Yeah, that'd be great. Can we do that?
Yeah. What's
your Instagram? Where can they reach you?
Okay. So it's AJ_Haynes, HAINES. That's AJ_Haynes, HAINES. Tell him I sent you.
Well, that sounds complicated. There you go. Tell him I sent you. All right, and I'm at Richard Harknett.
And I'm at M.A. D'Alessandro 20.
How many L's?
One L.
Perfect.
There you go.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Peace. Hey, one more thing.
Oh, shit.
P.S.
Oh, I've got a recording of this anyway, so you can chuck it in if you want. I just want to say happy Waitangi Day to my Kiwis, because when this comes out, it's 2 days before Waitangi Day. And that's like, I don't know, Canada Day.
All right.
Happy Waitangi Day, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, team.
All right. Thank you, buddy. We'll see you all in the future.
Cool. Now you can close that recording.